You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to this episode of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and pleased to be joined with special co-host Amy Cordova, who serves as Oklahoma Baptist's missions and women's ministry partner. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Well, thanks for joining me in this episode. We have some important news to share with the listeners of our program. And in the recent episodes in 2019, Dr. Hans Dilbeck and other leaders announced the establishing of a church relations group. This group would help the convention be pastor-connected, church-centered, associational-partnered. These people in the group would have a ministry toolbox. They would help work toward these goals of family wellness of the pastor. And one position that was established is ministry wives partner. And we are excited to announce a person has been chosen for this role and now joins us in this episode, Amy Peterson. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you, Brian. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks, Amy, for having me.
We're excited as well.
Well, Amy Peterson, I thought you could begin talking to us about your experience, how the Lord led you to this, your background, your family, all that.
Oh, that's a mouthful. I would love to say I started out in Enid, so I am an Oklahoma girl.
Yay.
And it's nice to be back in the state of Oklahoma where people know where Enid is. Out in South Carolina, the East Coast, they're like, how do you spell that? but I met my husband at OBU, so we graduated from Oklahoma Baptist University. And then we have three boys. We've been married for 20 years, and we have three boys, a senior, a freshman in high school, and a second grader. We have been serving on church staffs for the last 20 years in Texas and Oklahoma and South Carolina. And we just recently moved back to Oklahoma from South Carolina and serving in a church there for 13 years.
Well, we're so glad you're back. I'd seen you done quite a bit of writing and blogging. What were some of the topics you took on you thought about that?
That's really a great question. I've been blogging since 2013, and the reason why I started blogging was I was stuck at home. I've been at home with my little kids, mm-hmm. and my focus was for them, but I still had a heart to reach people with the hope and the light of God's Word and His truth and how it can reach into reality and just shine the light in places where you feel alone and lonely and dark. And so that's when I started blogging, and I've written from things all about how to know that God is there and hearing you, to learning how to pray, to taking parts of Scripture and bringing application reality to it, from Old Testament to New Testament stuff. There's a long list. I actually have a tab on my blog that says The Long List, and it has an archive of all of the blog posts. But I just love His Word, and bringing relevant application of hope into women's lives is my heart.
Tell us what your blog is so that way we can find it.
Yay, that's great. My blog is amyruthpeterson.com, and my last name is S-E-N. So it's amyruth, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N.com.
Peterson.
It is. I married that name, and it's a constant reminding of everyone. It's S-E-N.
That's great. Yeah. Our ladies will have to check that out and read your post. And I know that you'll be writing more in the days to come. So we're excited to have you on board to do that.
You. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, with Hans Dilbeck casting a vision of having a relational, regional strategy, I thought you could talk about what the Lord did in your heart and life as you prayed and now accepted this role. What about it appealed to you and led you here?
That's a great question, because I love ministry and being in church staff. I married my husband when he was in seminary, so I know where we were heading, that we were heading towards ministry. And it was a heart change the Lord did in my heart to even accept this part that He had for me to be on staff with my husband in ministry. And so we've been in ministry for 20 years and loved the women there, loved the position, loved the leadership, loved the opportunity and the platform to impact and love others through the love of Jesus. with this move in coming to Oklahoma, God has taken us on a new adventure outside of full-time ministry. And so since we moved here, I was like, Lord, where is my place? What is my space? Because it's always been kind of a given. My husband's on staff, and so I have almost an open door to serve and love ladies. And now we're here in a new area, not directly associated with church leadership. And I was just like, Lord, what is my place? And for about 6 months, he said, I need you just to be still so that you can know that your place is not in your position, your place in who I have called you to be. And so as I was praying through that, resisting it in some ways and accepting it in others, I began to see the Lord open some doors that would bring my past of being on staff for 20 years and understanding what it is like to be in that role of leadership and having your husband in that role of leadership. And the Lord has just brought it together where my history and my past and my experience in that, my love for women and the struggles that we deal with, and combining those two with directly loving and impacting ministry wives in the real struggles and opportunities that they have with their day-to-day.
That's awesome. Wow, thank you for sharing that. You'll be formally stepping into this role in the new year in 2020. You'll be introduced at the annual meeting next week, and I thought we could allow Amy Cordova a minute to talk about the annual meeting just a bit about some of the things encouraging her about women's ministry and about Amy Peterson coming on staff.
Yeah, well, we're so excited for you to be on board and to serve and love and care for our ministry wives. They're a great group of women, and so we are just thrilled about that. And we have many women already involved and engaged in an online platform on Facebook. So we have a Facebook group where women can go, ministry wives can go and be engaged there. And so I encourage any ministry wives listening to this to hop on board, get on Facebook, and we're going to introduce you to Amy via online that way. However, we want you to come meet her in person. And so she will be at an event at annual meeting on Tuesday, November 12th. That's going to be at 8:30 a.m. It's an event just for ministry wives. That way they can see Amy face to face, get to meet her, know a face and a name. And that's at an event called Coffee and Conversations. So ladies, we'd love to see you at 8:30 at Quail Springs Baptist Church in the cafe on Tuesday morning next week. And then also, Amy's going to be at the Advance Conference. We know this as the State Evangelism Conference in our state, happening the last week of January. And so we'll host a gathering for ministry wives there. So they'll continue on to meet you and see you face to face. And so we're excited about those opportunities for our ministry wives to engage.
Absolutely. I love and am excited about building relationship and just hugging necks across the state. So come on. I'll look forward to seeing y'all.
Yes.
It's going to be great. Thank you for sharing that. So each of you are in ministry. Each of you have husbands who serve in ministry and mother. And, you know, you're connected with social media and the fast-paced world we live in. What are some unique opportunities, challenges that you see that ministry wives have these days in this 21st century society, Amy?
Well, it was such a gift for us to serve on staff at a church. God's economy of such an open welcome whenever you serve on staff, it was just such a blessing. Along with the blessing does come challenges to have your husband in a leadership position, hiring, firing people, making budget decisions, those kinds of things. It can be very... you can be defensive for the decisions that your husband can make, and that can put you in kind of an isolating place. And so I would think there's a lot of gifting that the Lord gives through being on staff, but then also there's challenges with feeling isolated and alone, not feeling like you can trust people because you don't know if they have your well-being at heart or whether they just want to get to have their voice in front of the pastor. So there's a lot of things that are wrapped up into that position. And my heart is just to get to know women face-to-face and hear what their story is, to know where they are, and to be a part of supporting and encouraging them for the health and well-being of their whole family so that they can stand alongside alongside their husband and support him and love him as the Lord has called them to be.
Thank you. You know, you think about something like Instagram and being, you know, men and women in society today, we see these Instagram perfect moments, and people working in ministry already are held to a very high standard. What kind of hopefulness do you see amid that pressure? What words of wisdom or comfort or encouragement can you speak into that
issue? Life is not an Instagram post. It is not a Facebook post. And I had someone message me just yesterday that said, all your pictures are so beautiful. And I said, listen, for every one that I post that's beautiful, there's 10 that have the fat chin and the wrinkly skin and the bad bags under my eyes. I said, so we portray that, but the reality is that we are all struggling in one way or another. And so I love to illuminate, and I have posted a lot of I have posted some pictures in which I'm not wearing makeup, or else the kids are crazy, and it's not picture perfect, because we do begin to have that as our poster for how we're not when we see someone else live like that. And so I think that there's hope in the fact that we can have some real conversations, that I struggle with raising teenagers or my marriage is having some communication problems, but through honest posts and blog posts and conversations that we can have, that social media gives us the opportunity to do through all the different ways that we can connect with people instead of being face-to-face. I think being honest and knowing that we're all in the same boat, no one is as perfect as their Instagram post is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that when we're able to gather in those spaces with our ministry wives and we get to engage in conversation and share our hearts with them, it breaks down those walls and those barriers of isolation that we don't have to have it all together and our lives are not perfect, but yet there's room for grace and restoration in that and just encouraging one another. And that's what we say around here all the time. That's our mission statement, is that we encourage one another to advance the gospel. And that's why we're so excited, Amy, that you are on board and with us, beginning this new role at the convention, so that we can continue to encourage one another to advance the gospel. That's our heart. That's our goal. And so we want to do that through being pastor connected. And much of that has to do with his family. So we're just really excited about that opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, each of you. That was awesome. Has there been someone that came alongside you and encouraged you in a way that you hope to turn around and do likewise for the body of Christ?
Absolutely. There's probably a list of people who have, but one that specifically jumped out in my head, her face, I just saw as you were asking that, was our senior pastor's wife. And she had been in ministry for 40-something years, and she set the stage for the rest of the staff to be real and honest, to seek help when we need to seek help. They led out in the way of seeking marital therapy for themselves through multiple times of the year, which then opened the door and kind of diffused that we have to be perfect for everybody picture, because they went to counseling, Christian counseling as a couple. It allowed all of us to feel the freedom to say, hey, we're struggling in communication with our husbands, or we don't know what to do with our children. I need more help than what I have access to. So get me in contact with a Christian counselor so that they can help walk me through it. But she taught me how to set boundaries with people in the congregation who might want to use me to get to my husband. She helped me just set some real practical expectations for myself and led the way to say, we are not perfect. I've totally messed up in so many different ways, but there is grace in that. And the important thing is to be honest with the Lord and to have a relationship first with him. And then out of that comes your service with your husband and your service with the church. But we get the order out of whack a lot of times. But she led the way in the right order of how to love the Lord first. And through that, then he pours in the energy, the strength, and the love for other people.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that. So Oklahoma is known for many things, our football, our tornadoes, but we're also a ministry and missions hub. We'll be focused on that. On Tuesday night, there's going to be an international mission board sending celebration where 30 missionaries are sent out. But what are some things you love about Oklahoma that you're excited about, you know, the people and opportunities that give you some encouragement here?
It has been so much fun to be back in Oklahoma. And even just standing outside of my house and feeling the wind on my face is reminiscent to growing up. You don't have that wind in South Carolina. There is like humid, sticky heat. And to feel this wind, it just brings me back. To even see, the newscaster guy on the news thing, whatever his name is, Mike Morgan.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to see him and the excitement that comes along with tornadoes.
Yeah.
And I have my tornado kit packed, ready to go into our storm shelter. We bought a house with a storm shelter. So all those things remind me of growing up. But the thing that I have loved is just the down-home, lovely people that are in this state. And whether it's at the doctor's office, the friendliness, or the gas stations, just people are just so friendly and have been so welcoming to us. And it just feels like home. It is home, but we've been gone for 13 years. But I have loved the open arms that I felt with the people across the state. And there's a lot more Sonics here in Oklahoma and Hobby Lobbies. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you.
Thinking about the annual meeting, Amy Cordova, as people plan and participate in that, is there anything else you'd want them to know? Maybe what they'll hear from Dr. Dilbeck, or something to look forward to as well as the event you already described?
Yeah, this is a year that you don't want to miss. This is a year where we're really focusing on some big goals in our state and what we're trying to accomplish together as we advance the gospel. And so part of that is really focusing on missions, like you mentioned a minute ago with the IMB sending celebration. If you come to anything, come that Tuesday night so we can commission and send and support our missionaries to the field. And so it's going to be a great time. We hope to see so many of you there. Really, the fellowship is one of the sweetest parts of annual meeting, is seeing and encouraging one another while we gather together.
Awesome. Well, Amy Peterson, Amy Cordova, it's been a great conversation today. We'll look forward to connecting more and staying plugged into this ministry here, right here in Oklahoma.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.